gets aloft the leader. On the outside, Fellswoop in the centre. Pinch River, Noidart the rail. Didn't cost a lot, still the leader. Fellswoop on the outside from Noidart. The leader still didn't cost a lot from Fellswoop. Fellswoop going to didn't cost a lot. Now Fellswoop poke the nose in front, and Fellswoop was too good. He's won the group two by neck on the line. Two didn't cost a lot. Third is either right, Leon Noidart, followed by...
That was his last big win, the group two, about this time last year, Fellswoop. And this is exciting times and quite a mathematical equation as well, Jimmy, because 10 million buckaroos up for grabs. October 4 in the Everest. And if you buy a Barry, you've got to buy it for 3 years, all right? And then you can then do what you want with that barrier. And the Inglis organisation have found Fellswoop. They've done the deal with Matty Dale. To tell us all about it is Mark Webster for Inglis. G'day, Mark.
Good morning, TK and Jimmy.
Exciting times, mate.
Oh, look, it sure is. We got behind the Everest. We thought it was a great idea to, you know, capture the public's attention. And we wanted to be in a position that we could support an Inglis sold horse that may not otherwise be able to make the field. And that's what we've done here with Fellswoop.
Yeah. How many did you look at, Mark? I suppose everything and anything.
Yeah, look, enough. I mean, there are plenty of Inglis sold horses that would be eligible. And in fact, of the four that are already nominated, three of them are Inglis. So Chautauqua was out of play. We sold him, of course.
Yep.
And the slipper winner this year, She Will Reign. In fact, we negotiated that deal with a Chinese client to get her a slot.
So, that's right.
You know, there's already a couple in there which took them out of play. But Fellswoop has been within a length or two of Chautauqua in the last two TJs. And for us, that's enough.
Mate, we should explain to some of our listeners who don't know about the format of the Everest. You've got to commit the barrier for 3 years. That's correct, isn't it? So that's $1.8 million from the organisation, that being Inglis. And then they come to you or you come to them, and you've got to... What's the formula you work upon about how you work out how much of the prize money gets split which way if you give the barrier up?
Yeah, look, well, there are no set rules about how that is to be done. But when the way it works is, you know, for this first one, an organisation had to commit, or an individual, to 3 years' worth. So $600,000 a year over 3 years is what the commitment has been from our company and anyone else who's taken a slot. And then... you can obviously, if you're an owner, you can run your own horse. But if you are a slot holder and you don't have a pool of horses, Inglis don't race any horses, of course, then you've got to find a horse to run on your behalf, and then try and negotiate, you know, a share in the prize money should that horse salute or, you know, place in the race. And that's what we've done here. We actually put out a press release back in March calling for expressions of interest of any Inglis sold horses.
Okay.
And we had a few nominations, and we worked our way through them, and we thought Fellswoop and, you know, Matt Dale, and, you know, that was the right combination to get behind.
Details of that negotiation not disclosed, I'd imagine, Mark?
Oh, the only thing I suppose I can't disclose is that half of it goes to the Webster Family Trust, but other than that, no, I can't disclose anything.
No, fair enough. But the other thing about it, and Ray Thomas makes the point this morning in his article in the Daily Telegraph, is that it means that the Everest, which has got all this great prize money around it, is not just the domain of the rich and the powerful, in that you can be a battler and buy a horse for $45,000 at the yearling sale, and you're a chance to win, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. Look, and that's the case with the two runners in the race that I've helped negotiate get in there. You know, She Will Reign, $20,000 yearling. Now, although she won the slipper, there's 20-odd owners, and a lot of them probably in that underdog battler category.
Yeah.
And they're not in a position to commit to, you know, the three-year $1.8 million that's required. You can't just buy a slot in 1 year. So it helped them, and I think, you know, we're in a position here we can help a trainer from Canberra and some owners from Canberra with a, you know, relatively cheap Inglis Classic purchase to make the field where otherwise they probably wouldn't be able to get there.
And away on that day, which is October 14, Mark, I'm get your opinion about how the ATC have now boosted that day. It looks like it's going to be a terrific. You're going to have the consolation. We're also a chance of seeing Winx on Everest Day as well in the Craven Plate. So it's panning out to be a terrific day.
Yeah, look, it's great everybody's working together to make something of it. You know, the ATC and, you know, in Racing New South Wales in this case, you know, led by Peter Volandis, he's no stopping him. He's always got new ideas and he's dispelled a lot of myths that this wouldn't work, I think, in a sense. Certainly, it's got the support of the slot owners. They sold fairly quickly, and there's no shortage of potential runners in the race. And I think it's going to be just an outstanding lineup. You know, when you've got 12 of the best there, I know the horse that we've got behind Fell Sweep hasn't saluted at the top level yet, but geez, he's beat a lot of Group 1 winners.
Yeah.
And he runs well, at Randwick. And, it'd just be, whether it's Fell Swoop or She Will Reign, it'd just be a great story for the battlers if they can get up.
Yeah, it's a great concept. And like you say, it just could be just one of the great stories that comes out of the Everest. Mark, I really appreciate your time this morning and good luck with Fell Swoop.
You're welcome. Thank you.
There is Mark Webster, Managing Director of English Chautauqua, $4.60 favourite at tab.com.au. Caravaggio at $8 and She Will Reign, another English product too at $8.